Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, blood transfusions are a common practice, but that wasn't the case a few centuries ago. Vanderbilt University's associate professor at the Center for Medicine, Health, and Society, Holly Tucker, explains how the procedure was invented.
On a cold day in December 1667, a French doctor named Jean-Baptiste Denis transfused calf's blood into the arm of a mentally ill man named Antoine Mauroy. The result was stunning. The man survived. But several days and several transfusions later, Mauroy was dead, and Denis was soon accused of murder. A parish judge later cleared Denis of all accusations on April 17, 1668. But the court nonetheless mandated that no future human transfusion could be performed without prior authorization from the Paris Faculty of Medicine, and this was something that was very unlikely to happen. The medical school had made no secret of its hostility toward the procedure. Soon, the French Parliament banned transfusions altogether, and transfusion experiments were also stopped in England, Italy, and throughout Europe, not to be taken up again for 150 years. All existing 17th century accounts agree on one thing. Mauroy was poisoned, not by the animal blood that may or may not have flooded his veins, but by arsenic. All accounts also agree that several doctors, whom Denis would later call enemies of the experiment, were directly implicated in the death. Some 17th century physicians and power brokers feared that science was toying with forces of nature that it did not understand, and very dangerous ones at that. Would humans now bark, or dogs begin to speak? At the heart of fears was one of the greatest mysteries. Where did the soul lay? Was it lodged in the body, in the blood, or was it, as some philosophers like Descartes argued, incorporeal? Blood transfusion is now a commonly accepted practice, of course, but blood's fascinating past can tell us something about present tensions surrounding biomedical innovations, such as stem cell research, for example. Should a society set limits on its science? If so, how and at what price?
That was Vanderbilt University's Holly Tucker.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.